Charlie, 9 Victor, NC 9B, mobile.
Leon KM 4 KFW.
Again, it's kind of cold this morning. My goodness. You doing okay?
Well, it's 12 over here in Lyman. I got a little bit of an early start just in case.
I left the house this morning. It was 8 degrees. I'm at the bottom of the hill, and it is 14 degrees. So, it's getting warm. I've got some ice on my windshield. It kind of dribbled down the right side of my windshield there, the passenger side. I'm not turning the windshield wrappers off until that's gone.
We're bad spots on 90 between my house and Wayhampton Boulevard, so just be careful, especially in the left lane.
Appreciate that. Yeah, there's a state trooper up here. He's got a car pulled off the side of the road. I don't know if it's abandoned or what, because it's so dark I can't tell if anybody was in it or is running or he's just tagging it as abandoned. But so far, so good. No any problems coming out. Luckily, I sent you the pictures that I think of plowed my driveway, and that worked out really well this morning.
That's all that, man. They got so much salt on the road, it ain't too hard to see the black.
Yeah, heard anybody else in here this morning? I heard, who was that? NXY in here. Is he still in there? NC9B. Working on his coffee.
David in a while.
A little earlier, I was up on the mountain, but I don't want to get him involved in a bunch of static and noise. He probably wouldn't be able to understand me anyway. And he's got some rough spots up there.
KFW, yeah, I'm on HD this morning.
What happened to mobile?
Jeep.
What happened?
Jeep this morning. There was a couple of places that had some big piles of snow, and I didn't want to hit them.
Yeah. I'm going to talk Mama into getting you a mobile radio in that Jeep there. If anything, a Jeep needs a mobile radio.
Probably just leave it like it is.
And a GMRS license, do you?
That just has to apply for it.
The rage among the Jeepster crowd, the GMRS radios, so they can use them without their four-wheeling, I guess. Both. Haven't done a whole lot on GMRS. Just got it in case needed, I guess. Just using the antenna on the HD, or you got a mag mount or something? Ask you. NC9B. Not quite making a repeater. I've got one of those amplifiers. I think it's 2 watts in, get you like 60 watts out. 5 watts in will get you 100 and something of watts out. But you still have to have an antenna with that. But I'll give you a try again.
In the hole, is any better?
Let me make you out there. I figured that's kind of where you went.
15-inch whip on this HD.
Don't poke yourself in the eye with it.
On this, any zone, it's just hard to find the push to talk button.
Yeah. That's a little window mount. Kind of rolls up the window. You probably don't have any roof to put a mag mount on, do you?
It's all plastic hard top.
That would make it difficult. You get you one of those ones that rolls up the window. Put your 17-inch whip on that. That'll do a little bit better. I've tried all kinds of combinations. Just can't beat the good old put a hole in the roof and put it right in the middle. And that comes from a guy who's got his mount on the front left fender.
Can't get 46 speed monitoring.
I tried to make it, came for TFW and This is Leon, NC9B. Go ahead, sir.
KK4HXB, I was just checking. I'm just sitting here, just got up, running around, just seeing if y'all out running the streets and seeing what the weather's like out there.
Firm. It's cold. It was 8 degrees at the house when I left. 13 degrees where I'm at now, 25 and 290. And I'm heading to work.
Yeah, I'm in the city of TR, and I'm looking at my monitor, and it's like 11, and it fluctuates between 11 and 12. And it is, I took the dogs out to let them go do their thing. They stayed out there about 2 seconds, and they said, Daddy, we're going to come back in.
That's been the status of my two little mongrels the last week. They go right out of Condor, I come right back. Don't have any trouble waiting on them.
Oh, roger that. You say you're getting ready to go to work. What's the roads looking like?
They're all passable. I haven't had any problems. Ken was telling me there's a little bit of black ice there, 290 and Wade Hampton up around that area. But I'm coming down 290 now, and everything's passable.
Oh, roger that. Well, be careful. And don't let something happen. I mean, just be careful on that, because I know that black ice is crazy. I mean, and I'm going to be sitting here monitoring. So KK4HXB, I'm on monitoring.
HKX.
Patrick, and appreciate your monitoring. Never know you need help out here. Patrick, you having a good day, NC9V. Ken's out there on the HT, too, by the way. Driving a YST. I hope they take it without permission. Otherwise, he's going to be in the doghouse.
Double's with him. You didn't make it.
And the wifey. We are mobile up Interstate 85, headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Great
get. That was a good double.
Double win. Tiffany and Angela, hope y'all are having a good start to your day and staying safe out there.
You know, when the dogs go out to do their business and come back in 2 minutes later, that tells me I'm just going to stay in the house.
That's 3 days. It stays warmer that way.
What about it is, my wife said we're going to go to Petco and buy them some boots so their feet don't get cold. And that's crazy. You know, my wife, that's the kind of person she is. She says, she takes care of these dogs better than most people take care of their kids. She says, we're going to go to Petco. We're going to buy them some boots.
Daughter, she went outside yesterday with no shoes on. She's walking around the ice with no shoes. Hey, girl, you're crazy.
$20 for a set of boots for both of my dogs. I got 2 labs, and my wife don't want their feet to get cold. So, you know, so be it. If that's what she wants, then let it be.
Nick?
I'm getting ready to head that way.
Get work yet this week.
I didn't know it was you, buddy. I hadn't talked to you in a while. This is Earl, KK4HXB. I hadn't talked to you in quite some time.
It's been a while, Earl, and Anthony's out there, too, so try to get them in the conversation. KO4HX.
KK4HXB.
For CLE. How's this radio sound, everybody? I'm in my truck. It's the mobile in it. I don't use it very often. So I seem to be getting through okay.
Kind of scratchy, but you coming through. We can hear you and understand what you're saying.
That. Yeah, like I said, I don't drive my truck very often, and I got an Icon mobile in it, so it's an older radio. So, yeah, I do appreciate that. Hope everybody's been safe this morning.
Heard about this 12-degree weather, and my my wife told me 15 minutes ago. She said, I got 6 cars. I need to go start every one of them up. She said, you need to do that because I was negligent about a hydrometer and check all the antifreeze. So I got to go here in the next 15 minutes, 20 minutes and go start every car I got up. So I ain't got nothing to worry about.
If you go to check them now, you might be too late. And see that be.
I said, you know, I kind of sympathize with you there.
See, it's not too late. That's what I'm supposed to say.
The 2001 Jeep Cherokee, the 60th anniversary that I just spent $4,000 to have an engine put in it. And the only reason why I've done it is because it's you know, they didn't make a whole lot of them. So, and I know this good, but I got everything else and I need to go out and do what I got to do. Travis Stretch just dropped down to 11 degrees.
My house is 11 degrees. What'd you have this morning, Leon?
8 degrees when I left the house. I got up to 14 degrees at the bottom of the hill, and I'm coming through Ken's neighborhood, and it's 12 degrees.
Where's the LE? Over here in Townville on the Lake Hartwell, we had a balmy 16 degrees.
Heat.
You know, the wind, you know, it's kind of funny, everybody in my neighborhood, I live in, we know everybody, they calling me, they want me to do everything. I mean, they don't have nothing, they call me and I pretty much provide for them. You know, that's family for you.
What do you think of that, Bobcat?
Right where it was at. Them tracks on that thing, they slide all over the place in this ice.
Wheels.
If it's tracks.
What would you charge me to come in? And I got about a quarter acre, half acre I need to clear out, ready for a house. What would you charge me to do that?
Let's talk about that on the air. I have to talk about that off the air.
You know, that's true. You know, I stand corrected.
Hey, back. Jody lately?
I. About some time. I mean, you know, used to we had our little rag chew every night, but, you know, most everybody, you know, you don't hear from them anymore.
Yesterday, I thought, well, yesterday, day before, I don't know what that day is, whatever it was. I think I need a heated and air conditioned cab. That's what I need on my tractor. Maybe I just upgrade the whole tractor.
Well, that works. I mean, we'll talk later. So, you know, like I said, I need to get some stuff done. You know, it, like you said, stand corrected and just. I'm just looking to have something done.
I was always looking. I put a fireplace on Facebook, Marketplace. I've got more freaking hits on that thing than I thought I'd ever get. And man, I'm trying to sleep, so I get up early this morning, and the phone just going off. Ding, ding, ding.
Size with you, buddy. I've got so many cars, I'm trying to get rid of some of them. I got a 2005 Jeep Wrangler. I got $30,000 in it, and I'm ready to get rid of it.
There, you'll get a lot of tire kickers.
I don't understand, but yeah, I'm scared. You know, there's a lot of scammers going on. You know, I don't want to really put it on there unless somebody, you know, somebody told me the other day that if you they'll come up and have money, and then they rob you.
Ken made it to work. He said 7-3. They won't be safe, everybody.
JK4, it takes me.
look at them. As soon as I pulled the light here, my anti-lock brakes kicking into the ice here. And now I'm trying to take off.
Yeah, you went line.
Can't see there's a little slick spot here. Can't see that'd be.
What's the roads looking like down there?
They're all passable. You just gotta watch for the slick spots and drive like you got some sense. You'll be good.
Get my wife to the grocery store so she's pretty much safe. I wish that we done. You guys know me. You know, we had a good time in the day to where every night we done the rag chew and everybody. But, you know, everybody's kind of dying off where they are. You know, I really hate it. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, everybody is, you know, it's pretty much gone. We don't have a rag chew anymore.
Used to.
Yeah, we call it the Redneck Comedy Hour. We started out at probably 9:30, 10 o'clock every night. And everybody, I mean, we had people coming from everywhere. And they just thought we was the greatest.
They might have got more ice and snow than we got up on the mountain over here in Greer. Decent little amount on the ground. But often, but I did use the remote start of the truck this morning to warm it up a little bit.
Part broke this morning.
That's not good. You know, you're not supposed to do that. I got that, especially with this finicky actuator I've got. Of course, since I remote started this morning, the actuator had to act up a little bit. But I straightened them right out.
I just went, thank God I had a warranty on my battery. I just had to put a battery in my Jeep, and it was like $400. I mean, one of these Ultima batteries, and that's crazy to have to pay that much. Thank God it was under warranty.
$400 for a battery.
It's stupid, but you know, I got a company account, and it was like $250, $300, and I had to pay it. But they honored it through warranty, and that blew me away that they actually done that with O'Reilly's or whatever the name was.
Probably ought to replace the batteries in this truck. They're starting to get a little weak. And I'm thinking about going to a higher quality battery. That's going to cost about $800 if I get some good quality batteries.
Use my account, you can probably get it for half price. When you get ready to do it, you can use my account.
Get it? I'm gonna hold off until these really die, probably. But the station, go ahead on the station. This is NC9B.
Hi, I'm Chris over here in Easley.
Check speed monitoring.
You're all right, KE4YOM.
No, you good.
Well, they're an Easley.
And it might have been you, I'm not sure. I got an Optima battery in here that I've had for 3 years. I got it for my truck, and I was out of town when the battery went out on it because I knew I was going to need one. I've had it on a battery maintainer for 3 years. I got it for $250, I think, if you're interested.
Roger that. I just spent, you know, I paid like same thing, like $250, $260, and thank God that when it went dead, that they honored it.
I think it's got 1,000 cranking amps. It's a little bit heavier battery. That's the reason I think I paid $50 more than most other batteries of that class.
Is it a red top or a yellow top?
It's a red top.
Yeah, see, I just replaced it, and they give me a yellow top to keep me quiet. And you know, I put it in yesterday, and I don't know the difference between a yellow top, red top, or whatever.
Well, Well, one's yellow and the other's red. Jim, are you asked for that?
Went up 36 months. What happened when we could buy batteries when we were kids and they last for 4 years? You buy a battery now and it lasts for 12 months.
I hope you got a bad battery. Batteries are lasting 12 months now. We're in trouble.
That's pretty much serious. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, when we was growing up, we put a battery in our car, and it lasted for 12 months. I mean, 4 years. Now, if you get 4 years out of a battery, then they gonna come and take it away from you.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I tried to sell the thing, not real hard. Nobody was interested in it. Anyway, I decided to use it, put a little 1,200-watt inverter on it and use it for running small appliances if the power went off.
I went and bought some marine batteries, and I was going to do the same thing. But, you know, I bought a marine battery that was like 12 cranking amps or 1,500 crank, and it won't even hold a charge.
Did you say it would not hold a charge?
Yeah, I put the battery charge on it, and the battery charger wouldn't even charge it. I mean, that's how bad it is. So I got to take it, and matter of fact, it's in the back of the car right now. I need to take it. I paid $150 for that marine battery.
Use the marine battery. I'm going to clear out and let you guys get back at it there. Before I do, how's the roads over that way? You out on the roads, anybody?
No, I've not been out of the house. I mean, I've been here and watching my cameras, and I've seen three or four cars go up and down the road over the past 4 or 5 hours. I don't know. I'm in traffic stress.
It's been good talking to you. I'll clear out. Y'all have a good day. This is KE4YOM. I'll be clear after you.
KK4HXB Earl in Travis Rest, I'm monitoring. I've just dropped down to 10 degrees where I'm at.
I'm here probably about 15. I hadn't even felt like going outside the door. I'm sitting in here. I just stoked up the wood stove. But maybe I'll be clear this time. We'll see. KE4YOM.
KK4HXB, I'm just sitting here talking to my buddies.
Clear. So, who's your buddy, a dog or somebody?
JXB, you know, we've been talking, so, you know, like I said, the temperature dropped down 4 degrees since we've been talking.
I'm your buddy. Well, that's good. I'm Chris. Tell me your name again.
This is Earl. I'm up here for JXB.
Never know Ray Allison. He lives over there off of Paris View, just on the other side of downtown Eastman.
Negative. No, I don't think I've ever heard of it.
He used to maintain the microwave equipment up on Paris Mountain. He worked for Bell Telephone back when it was Bell Telephone, I guess, before they broke it up. But anyway, yeah, he lived off there off of Paris View. I forget the name of the street. He died during COVID. He was about 91 or something like that. He was a Korean War vet. Was a sniper in the Korean War. Had an old M1 Garand with a scope on it. Wasn't the same rifle he had, you know, the leather cheek pad and everything that he had. He showed me one time. He was an interesting fellow. I just thought you might know him.
Negative. You know Ray that lived up here in Travis Rest, he was a good fella. I can't remember his call sign, but you know, he lived right up the street from me.
Say his name was Ray. Well, this guy's name was Ray Allison, but this was another Ray, right?
He'll be talking about the same person.
We are. He was a ham radio operator, I guess, wasn't he?
That's a positive. Yeah, I mean, he was in it, been to his house many a times.
About the same guy, his wife's name was Edith.
Really, no, but I kind of think you hit the nail on the head. I really don't remember. But, you know, Ray and I were pretty good friends.
Well, if you were pretty good friends, you know his last name. Was it Alice?
If you give me 3 minutes for me to pull his cash, his call sign up, we'll make sure that we talk about the same person.
Okay, I'll stand by. This is KE4YOM.
KYOM, I believe it is. This is KO4HKX.
About the same person, Ray, that lived up here in Travis Rest.
ZLE and the wife, we've made it to work. I hope everybody has a good day, and we will talk to you guys later.
KO4.
He just passed away here probably a year or so ago.
Yeah, he died sometime shortly after COVID. They had him in the hospital and transferred him somewhere else, and he told Edith, "I'll see you in the morning," and he died that night before he ever got out of the hospital.
Talking about the same Ray, and he was a good fella. And I can't believe that there's nobody that's listening that will come in and say anything about this. I mean, he was one of the nicest people you ever want to meet.
Fire department over there, and slim, really slim kind of guy. Yeah, he was a real nice fella. Very industrious. He had a bicycle collection, and of course he was an electronics guy, and he did all kind of stuff like that. Had a basement shop full of all kind of stuff down there. I always like to go over and talk with him, my wife and I, have a cup of coffee. Sometimes we go out back and have a fire around. He had a little fire pit out in the back sometimes out there.
You know, Roger that. So when you said bicycles, he had a bicycle. One of the old Swin bicycles that was black. Did you ever see it? It was worth a fortune.
Yeah, I remember a Swin bicycle or two down there, and maybe a black one, but I know I saw some Swins. He had several down in the basement.
So that's it. I mean, we talked about the same person. I mean, I've been to his house a million times, and, you know, he had these antique bicycles, and I tried to buy them from him, and he wouldn't sell them to me. And it's kind of ironic that we're actually talking about this.
What kind of ironic stuff happens splattered here and there throughout your life? Yeah, I always liked Ray. He was an industrious, good-hearted fella, and he used to like to talk sometimes about his exploits in the Korean War. I don't know if he ever had the burden of actually killing anybody. I don't know. I wouldn't have asked him anyway, but I hope not. But anyway, he was a good fellow, and his wife, they were just good-hearted people.
And you know, the last time he loved his garden. I mean, he had his bicycles, and he loved his garden. I'd go over there, and he said, "Anytime you need anything, you come over here, and I'll give it to you."
I remember one time went over there and he had a lot of these big poppers around the house. I don't know if it was during an ice storm or what, but a big old limb about the size of your waist, maybe half the size of your waist, came down through the roof all the way into the living room. It missed both of them. I think they were up at the time.
Find my logbook. You know, I used to keep logs, and I can't remember his call sign. But, you know, he's the same guy we're talking about, and I loved him to death.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a K4 call sign of some sort, but I'd recognize it if I heard it.
You know, that's right. When you said that, I can probably pretty much, if you give me a minute, K4, I got it in my brain. If you give me a second, I'll pull it up and tell you about it.
K4YOM, standing by.
KK4, HXB, I'm monitoring. Fuck. Disturbing that, you know, he and I talk so much that I can't remember his call sign. I mean, I'm ignorant to the fact. So KK4HXB, that's really abnormal.
Abnormal? How old are you, Earl? I'm 77.
67, about a month and a half ago.
Happy birthday.
I'm trying to find my logbooks and all, so I can... you got me curious about this, and, you know, I hate to know that things went awry, and, you know, me and him were freaking good friends, and I'm trying to figure out what's all about. So give me a minute, let me pull it up, and I'll be right back. KK4HXB on the side.
I am on the side, standing by, and whatever.